36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Gaza's health ministry says 27 people have been killed while waiting for aid in Rafah, with more than 90 injured. The Israeli military confirmed it fired shots early this morning at people it claims posed a threat. It follows reports just 2 days ago of 31 people being killed as they walked to an aid centre. Goa Rabour, a consultant surgeon from London, treated some of those injured.
On Sunday, the mass casualties started at 7:45 a.m. The first two I operated on, the first was a 22-year-old male. The second was a 20-year-old male. Both similar injuries, bullets that we took out from within the abdomen.
The Environment Secretary Steve Reid says he's keeping a very close eye on the situation at Thames Water. It suffered a fresh setback after a leading US investor pulled out of plans to put several billion pounds into the company. Mr. Reid says Thames Water remains stable and is still looking at a number of options.
The government's ready for any eventuality, but as things stand, Thames are a stable, ongoing company. If the circumstances happened with any company, any water company, where there was a breach and it would need to be put into special administration, that would happen.
Robots, drones and lasers are among the new tech being ordered as part of the government's defence review. Ministers say they want to give troops the kit of the future. The Chancellor has threatened to sue former Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich to seize the proceeds from his sale of the football club. £2.5 billion remains frozen in a UK bank account, but is meant to be used for humanitarian causes in Ukraine. And an orchid, which became almost extinct in Victorian Britain, has been found in the wild for the first time in almost 100 years. The wild flower, known as the lady's slipper, has been spreading again in Yorkshire. And the weather, cloud and rain gradually moving across England and Wales, will clear the southeast this afternoon. Windy with sunny spells and blustery showers elsewhere. Cooler than recent days, with a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and good morning from me, Alan Jones, also in his slippers. Welcome to a very tuneful Tuesday on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
River Boyd, Laura Metcalf there with an arrangement for cello and guitar of Manuel de Falla's Spanish popular songs. I think it's the closest I'll get to some sun today. Thanks for that, de Falla. Before it's the waltz from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, the Philharmonia Orchestra in action there. 13 minutes past 10. Hello from me, Alec Jones. Hope you're on great form this Tuesday morning. Lovely to be with you, whether you're at work or at play. Loads to look forward to today. I know I say that every morning, but I mean it today, including a gorgeous sing-song with Mozart and his trio from Così Fan Tutte. It'll definitely help if you're currently being blown about outside. I've also got a hefty slice of Beethoven, the second and third movements of his Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor, and of course, the second clue in this week's famous 5 at 10:30. But now it's the curly one with Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1. Take it away, Stephen S. Liss.
Thank you. Thank you.
finale of Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1, the German Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra of Bremen with soloist Stephen Isles. Honestly, sometimes when I play his music, I get a flashback. We did a gig together and I almost tripped over his cello, which he'd left on the floor with a boiling kettle. It could have been a disaster. I love playing the old greats like Haydn and Tchaikovsky, but it's also super to showcase new discoveries and new compositions. And I've got music now on Classic FM I've never played before, actually. It's from a composer called Jean-Joseph Cassaner de Mondeville, a violinist and composer prominent in Parisian musical life in the mid-18th century. Let me know what you make of this.
You're listening to Classic FM.
have done listening to that when I zoomed in on my bike this morning. Mozart's Soave, Ciel Vento, May the Winds Be Gentle, from the opera Così Fan Tutte. It was Renny Fleming and Sophie von Otter, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. George Schulte conducting that one for us. Do get in touch this morning. Always great to hear from you. You can email via classicfm.com or send me a WhatsApp if you fancy, 03457 49 1812. That number again, 03457 49 1812. Anything out of the ordinary happening today, or are you back at work after a week off and you already need another holiday? Or maybe today is just a chilled out one. Do let me know. How are you getting on as you ride the merry-go-round of life? And that's what this next piece is called. It's by Joe Hisaishi from the Japanese animated fantasy film Howl's Moving Castle. I love this. Mozart's musical joke at the end there. The music of Joe Hisaishi, Howl's Moving Castle. And that piece was called Merry-Go-Round of Life. It was Phil Cobb and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Right, time for the second clue in this week's Famous Five. You're ready for it? A group of directors run by the chair to get on a boat or travelling by air. Used by surfers and those who skate. Tool to chop food before you put on a plate. Here it is again. A group of directors run by the chair to get on a boat or travelling by air. Used by surfers and those who skate. Tool to chop food before you put on your plates. Any idea? I'll reveal the answer before 11. Thank you. With Ashley Solomon and the finale of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6. So, today's clue, well, Helen in Ipswich has it right. David from Sunny Bothwell, loving the show. Thank you very much for listening, David. Simon and Angus too, you are a winner. I'll reveal the answer to today's clue after we've heard from Beethoven and the first two movements of his Piano Concerto No. 5. Settle Down for the Emperor on Classic FM.
Thank you.
well-deserved applause there for Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, Jan Lisetsky, in the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with the second and third movements. And I played that especially for Anne in County Down. Thanks for your lovely message, Anne. So how did you get on with today's famous five? A group of directors run by the chair to get on a boat or travelling by air, used by surfers and those who skate, a tool to chop food before you put on a plate. The answer I was after... bored. There you go. Well done if you got it right. Time to catch up with the latest news and weather with Simon. Then we'll march into the next hour with the music of Jeremiah Clarke. And of course, there'll be another chance to hear from my excellent Classic FM album of the week. All that and more on the way.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with five-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Mark's best friend, Ben, follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The Environment Secretary has told us that Thames water remains stable and there'll be no disruption to supply after a major backup pulled out. the US investment giant KKR, which was due to put £4 billion into the firm, says it's now not in a position to proceed. The campaign group River Action says Thames Water should now be nationalised. Editor-in-chief at City AM, Christian May, says that's not out of the question.
The nationalisation word now is being talked about, albeit in whispered tones, something the government has said they won't do because it's simply not worth it and they can't guarantee it would make things better. But without KKR, Thames Water is now going to be scrambling to find effectively a new rescue package to stay afloat.
Gaza's health ministry says 27 people have been killed while waiting for aid in Rafah this morning. The Israeli military confirmed it fired shots in the early hours of the morning at individuals it claims posed a threat. Fresh searches have begun this morning for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. It's being led by German police as the main suspect is in prison in Germany. Officers will look at areas close to where the toddler disappeared in 2007. Reporter Dan Whitehead has more.
I did have a quick word with one of the officers. He said that they are searching multiple locations on different days. What we don't know is whether this is based on fresh, specific evidence.
A leading charity says cancer survival rates are up because of better diagnosis and treatment. Cancer Research UK says the number of people surviving the disease is double what it was in the 1970s. The wind is causing some travel disruption this morning. The M48-7 bridge is shut. Some of Anti-West Coast and Trans-Pennine Express trains are not running because